Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Philip, P-H-I-L-L-I-P, Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N. Philip Harmon is a 42-year-old male who describes he was injured at work on 6-2-22. Appeared on that occasion he fell off the lift on the back of a truck. Appeared he struck his face and experienced loss of consciousness. Appeared he sustained a laceration and was seen at the emergency room at Cooper the same day. Appeared he believes he injured his face, back, and shoulder. Appeared he had stitches placed in his face but did not undergo any outright surgical procedures. Appeared he's no longer receiving any active treatment. Appeared, new paragraph, as per the records provided, Mr. Harmon was seen at Cooper Emergency Room at 6-2-22. Period. He was transported there by EMS personnel. Period. He stated he slipped from the rear step of a box truck and fell about 5 feet. Period. He thinks he lost consciousness when he hit the ground. Period. He had approximately 5-inch laceration that is, quote, down to the bone, period, end quote. He also complained of shoulder pain, period. He had multiple minor abrasions to his extremities, period. He underwent chest x-ray that showed no definite acute cardiopulmonary disease. Period, in paragraph, he also had several CAT scans, including the head, comma, cervical spine, comma, facial bones, comma, and a CTA of the neck. Appeared those results are combined at the bottom of the CT page and can be inserted as a whole. Period. His scalp laceration, scratch that, his facial laceration on the left side was closed with 3 Vicryl sutures and 8, scratch that, it was closed in a layered fashion with a total of 38 sutures, period. He discharge from care. Period. Period. In paragraph. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears. There is a curvilinear scar measuring 4.5 inches in length. Period. It emanates from the scalp, forehead location in the center, traveling inferior and to the left, culminating in a tiny protuberant scar on the left upper eyelid. Period. The rest of that section is normal, neurologic normal. Extremities upper, there was faint road rash scarring on the posterior aspect of the left shoulder, but no bone or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. Left shoulder flexion was full but elicited tenderness, period. Most of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full and all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Pretty tender to palpation anteriorly at the left shoulder, but there was none on the right. Shoulder maneuvers normal. If I didn't say it, neurologic normal. Extremities lower, inspection revealed healed linear scars on the upper shins bilaterally that he attributed to this fall. Paired on the right, it measured 1.5 inches in length, and on the left, 1.25 inches in length. Paired the rest of that section is normal. Cervical, thoracic, and lumbar is normal. Impressions. On 6-6-22, Philip Harmon fell off of a truck while at work. Paired he struck his head and believes he experienced some loss of consciousness. Period, he did sustain a facial laceration that was repaired with multiple sutures in the emergency room. Paired while there, he also underwent CAT scans of the head, cervical spine, facial bones, neck, and a CTA of the neck. His results will be repeated here. Paired, his laceration was closed with dozens of sutures. Paired, he apparently did not have any follow-up, but the sutures likely were, some of the sutures at least were likely removed. Paired in paragraphs, current exam found a scar about the forehead, measuring 4.5 inches and less. Paired, it was flat and approximately 1/2 inch wide. Paired, it was neurologically intact. Paired, he had full range of motion of the upper extremities, but left shoulder flexion elicited tenderness. Paired, there was a faint road rash scar on the posterior aspect of the left shoulder. Paired, in paragraph, there is 3% permanent partial total disability referable to the face. Paired, this is for the cosmetic residuals of his facial laceration treated with sutures resulting in scarring. Paired, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the shoulders, comma, back, comma, or neck. Paired, for his apparent loss of consciousness slash concussion, there is 0%, since he has no objective permanent residuals from this period. And